Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Individual annuity direct premiums posted their highest growth in a decade, increasing to nearly $350 billion in 2023. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV. Here to talk about a new AM Best report on the market growth is Jason Hopper, Associate Director of Industry Research and Analytics. And Jason, $350 billion sounds rather impressive. What's driving that growth?
Sure. Thanks, John. So I think the main catalyst, obviously, is the rising interest rates over the last few years have been driving consumers to annuity products. Life annuity insurers have been able to offer more competitive, higher crediting rates than, say, competing banks on such products as CDs. So that is another tailwind driving the annuity market as well. You also have a bunch of consumers in older policies that have lower rates that are now outside of the surrender charge period. So say you bought an annuity 7 years ago or so outside of the surrender charge that's paying 3.5%. They can now get a product somewhere between, say, 5 and 5.5%. Without paying a fee to take their money out and roll that over. So that's an additional catalyst to the annuity growth.
Are there specific annuity products that are outpacing others as a result of the current economic climate?
Yeah, indexed annuities have seen very large growth, over 60% year over year in 23. Fixed deferred annuities have also seen strong growth. Variable annuities without secondary guarantees also saw some growth. But in totality, VAs are still not quite as attractive as the other products. You see separate accounts still have net outflows. So even on older existing VA policies, they're not seeing any significant inflows to the VA product. So fixed deferred and indexed annuities, MIGAs, multi-year guarantee annuity contracts, and RILAs, registered index-linked annuities, are also seeing favorable growth.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
And surrender benefits increased significantly in 2023. What's going on there?
Yeah, so that goes back to the dynamic how I touched on earlier, where you have all these older policies that are now outside of the surrender charge period, where consumers can now take their money out free of charge, and look to purchase another annuity that has a higher interest rate, higher crediting rate. So all of these annuity companies are going to continue to be fighting for that business. But at the same time, getting those older policies that were originally outside of the surrender charge period, selling those same consumers' products, new products, will then put them inside a new surrender charge period, which typically is somewhere between 5 and 10 years, depending on the product. But then now that money will be locked up for close to another decade for insurers to invest at today's current higher rates. Spreads remain favorable. So that's kind of been the general dynamic around the annuity market.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, John.
That's Jason Hopper, Associate Director of Industry Research and Analytics. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.